This is Two Hemispheres with Marcus Pierce, exploring the boundaries of art and science. Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm your host, Marcus Pierce, and today I want to discuss an idea that's intriguing to me, the concept of supernormal stimuli. And supernormal stimuli, essentially, is the idea that in biology, you can have animals that will actually prefer artificial things and select artificial things over the natural. So an example would be, you could have a bird that lays eggs that are blue and speckled and, a natural-looking blue that's, you know, not too bright, not too bold. The speckles are just, you know, a smattering of peppery-looking speckles, but they're natural. And then you could take that bird's nest, and you could place in that nest an egg that you had fabricated. It's a total artifice. And you create an egg that's larger than the bird's actual eggs, and you paint that egg a really vivid, bright blue with the pure saturation directly out of the tube of paint, and you color it that vivid, intense blue, and you put really bold dabs of polka dot spots on it. And then you place that egg back in the nest of this bird, and the bird will actually prefer that egg over its own actually laid eggs that it had laid. It'll prefer this kind of ludicrous egg instead. So that's the kind of idea behind supernormal stimuli. And years ago, I remember as a child, I watched this show on some science channel, PBS probably, and I was watching people trying to protect the California condor and reintroduce more of the condor back into the natural world. And most of the condors had died off, and they were trying to feed these babies and raise them in the lab. And basically, they created this puppet to represent the mama condor. And I remember watching this show, and they had painted this condor puppet in such an idiotic way, in my opinion. As a kid, I just thought, that looks so dumb and doesn't look hardly anything like a real condor head. You know, they had painted this puppet with this really crazy bright color red, and it was really crudely painted. And I thought, gosh, you know, these scientists are really poor artists. They need somebody like me to come in there and help them out because they're really failing. Well, that's what I thought at the time, you know. And later I discovered this idea of supernormal stimuli, and I realized, well, it could very well be that those scientists weren't good artists and they didn't know how to make a really nice looking puppet. But it also could be that they did create more naturalistic puppets, and the naturalistic puppets weren't as effective as this really bold, boldly red colored face condor puppet, you know. And it could be that they didn't have the skills to execute it, but it didn't really matter because skills weren't the thing that was important. What was important was getting the characteristics of that red in the face that attracted the birds to that coloration. And so what's intriguing to me about this idea is that, you know, in visual art, for me personally, I've always been an artist that tends to create things fairly. I'm a figurative artist. I paint things fairly realistically, although I do make modifications and make things intentionally for design purposes. But I came to realize that sometimes doing a crude version of an image is actually more effective, because in all reality, human beings are just as affected by supernormal stimuli as the animal world. Like, for example, you know, why do men get excited about fake breasts, big, obnoxious, distorted breasts that have been implanted and are clearly not natural, but nonetheless, it attracts attention? Or, for example, also, what about junk food? You know, why would somebody choose to buy some candy that's fruit-flavored candy, that's sweet, it has the taste of the flavor of the candy, but you could just pick up an actual fruit, and it would be better for you, and it'd have nutrients. But instead, we look at this bright packaging of some candy box, and we want this simplified artificial version of fruit. So that's strange to me. You know, but I think what's intriguing about this idea is that you can actually make choices with creating artwork where you're intentionally doing the easy thing. Sometimes the easy thing of doing something without skill and labor could actually be more punchy, more effective in grabbing your attention. And frequently, more crudely painted paintings are more attention-grabbing. You know, it's like I went to the Louvre a few years back and, you know, looked at all these paintings that were naturalistic painted figures. And, you know, after a while, you started to get just overloaded with these remarkably, you know, the skills necessary for creating these paintings is just truly remarkable. And, but you would see, you know, thousands upon thousands of these tremendous paintings. And after a while, they all start to blur together. You can't remember what you actually saw and what you didn't see. And then the next day we went to the Pompidou and saw a lot of modern and contemporary art. And it was so refreshing in contrast. And the emphasis wasn't on naturalism. The emphasis wasn't on the skills necessarily. I mean, some of them, a lot of the work did have skill, of course, but it was just a pleasing break. And I think that that's an example of how we've come to realize that sometimes you can create something that's more artificial, more crude, less skilled, and it's actually punchier. So that's the topic of today. Let me know what you think about it, if you have any thoughts. And as always, I create an artwork in relation to the topic that I discuss. And I'd love to hear your thoughts from both the art world and the science world. Talk to you next time.